afternoon. Earlier today, the mayor has announced that we've relieved Bill Bavasi of his duties as the general manager of the club. Vice President and Associate General Manager Lee Kalakoudis, who's in the room today, will be taking over on an interim basis. Lee will be available for one-on-ones following this session. I'm sure you know the gentleman at the table, Mayor Sweeney, Chief Operating Officer Chuck Armstrong, CEO Howard Lincoln, who is last. Howard?
Thank you, Tim. I have a statement, and then Chuck Armstrong has a statement, and then we'll be happy to take your questions. As of this morning, the Seattle Mariners have the worst one-loss record in Major League Baseball. Since 2004, we have been building this team to contend. However, after steady improvement on the field since 2004, the team's performance in 2008 is simply not acceptable to me and our ownership group. We have tried to be patient, some say too patient, but given this team's record, change is in order. As we replace Bill Bavasi as Executive Vice President and General Manager on an interim basis with Lee Kalakoudis, we have determined that new leadership is needed in the GM position. With new leadership will come a new plan and a new approach. A search for a permanent GM, led by Chuck Armstrong, will begin immediately, and Lee will be a candidate for the position. I would like to say a few words about Bill Bavasi, and in doing so, let me say that I am confident that I speak for our ownership group, our players, manager, and coaches, and everyone in our front office. We all have enormous respect for Bill, and all of us appreciate his service to the Mariners. He has been a tireless worker in what is, without question, the most stressful and difficult job in the game of baseball. He is a consummate professional, a wonderful family man, a person of great integrity, and a gentleman who is respected throughout Major League Baseball. Unfortunately, our team has not made enough progress and has not performed anywhere near the high expectations that we had going into this season. For our fans and supporters, we are sorry that we have dug ourselves into such a deep hole. Chuck and I have confidence in Lee Kalakoudis, who has been with the Mariners for many years and who is a respected baseball executive. As interim general manager, Lee will be responsible for all aspects of our baseball operations department. Chuck?
Thank you, Howard. Howard captured very well, as he said, the views of everyone in the front office. For myself, Bill Bavasi has been a pleasure, a joy to work with. His integrity, his indefatigability, and his passion for the game have been well regarded and respected here, but we are where we are, and it is time to move on. I've known Lee Kalakoudis for almost 30 years. I look forward to working with Lee for the rest of the season, and we shall begin our GM search presently. Now, because we are in the middle of the season, many of perhaps the best candidates are already involved with their clubs in the middle of a pennant race, and we can't disrupt other clubs at this time because we have to ask permission and so forth. So as far as the timeline, I would think that this may well go into the off season before we make our final selection. I would also like to take Lee off the hook. Lee just found out about this move, obviously, and so we are faced with some very difficult problems that will not have easy or readily apparent answers or solutions. And while Lee is here and is prepared to talk with you, he certainly won't have his game plan and his strategic plan of attack or his tactics ready. They will be developed over the next days and weeks, and Howard and I look forward to working with Lee on this. I'd like to say thank you.
Questions for Howard and Chuck?
Howard. Why now?
I don't know that there's any particularly good time, but clearly the high expectations that we have for the team going into the season have fallen by the wayside. And it's clear that we need a new leadership, a new direction, a fresh approach. As Chuck has indicated, it's going to be a time-consuming process to go through the selection of a new general manager. We've got to get started on that and get it done as quickly as possible.
Howard, this team clearly had been struggling for a while. When did you first start seriously considering making the move you announced this morning?
You know, I've been thinking about this for a while. That should be obvious to all of you. It is something that I wanted to be as patient as I possibly could. I wanted to give Bill every opportunity and the team every opportunity to succeed. But it became very clear that a change had to be made. And I finalized that decision in my mind this weekend.
What do you hope to see me and some rest of the year?
Well, first of all, I expect that our managers and our coaches and our players will get going and get this thing turned around. I think that's the one thing I expect more than anything else. And I do expect that Lee, with his leadership and with a new approach, new thoughts, new direction, will be very helpful in accomplishing that. But let's not kid ourselves. We are all responsible for what happened. Every one of us. And that includes our players, our coaches, our manager, our general manager, all of us in the Mariner family. And my feeling is that the time has come and gone, really, for some of these players to get going. And I certainly hope and expect that this move will spur them on.
Chuck, with the training deadline coming up, do we expect you guys to probably be less active than maybe you would have been if you should be going through the search?
Not necessarily, but we might be active the other way. We may, instead of trying to acquire players, we may, if we find some good fits where we can help ourselves, not only for the remainder of this year, but we're looking, every day when we go out, we expect our players, our team, manager, coaching staff, to have prepared to win that day, and we want to win every game we can from now until the end of the season. Being really realistic, however, where we are with the worst record in baseball, 21 games under 500, we're already looking ahead to the future. And so there may be some deals where some teams that are in pennant races may have some interest in one or more of our players, and we can acquire some of their players as we go forward. That will help us in 2009 and on. So while you said we may not be as active, I think we might be active. I think that remains to be seen as Lee puts together his plan and works with me and Howard and his advisors on this. I'm sorry, Shannon. Well, I'm not sure what you mean by the group. Lee Kalakutis is our interim general manager. I'm the president and chief operating officer. I work for Howard, and I think our decision-making process is pretty streamlined, and I think we'll be ready to go. And we've already, Howard, as he indicated, and I did, we've known Lee for as long as our baseball lives with the Mariners. We have a good communication with him. So we know how he thinks. He knows what we think. All of us know what the expectations are and the anticipations. I think the decision-making process will be pretty streamlined.
Let me add to that. We are open to all ideas. Nothing is off the table. And we are prepared to make whatever further changes are necessary without any hesitation.
Where did that go wrong? You can find some consistency. Is it evaluation of talent? Is it targeting the wrong people? And where did you guys go wrong do some of that?
Well, I think it's important to remember that when Bill took over as the general manager, started his 2004 season, the team was really in transition. And we had three losing seasons, but each year we were getting better, doing better. And last year, we had a winning record. So it seemed to me and to Chuck at that time that given the momentum, given where things were going, that they sense to continue on with Bill instead of changing courses in midstream. And certainly, all of us, and I think all if not most of you in this room, recognize that we made some very important off-season moves. So I thought all of us really had that expectation that things would get better. But in fact, they have it's gone in the wrong direction this season. It's very disappointing, very frustrating, and very exasperating.
So now, as you look towards the future, as you just said, do you see this being a team that's maybe two or three new players away from contending next year, or is it a team that has to have some wholesale changes going forward and maybe even start the building process from the ground up?
You know, I'm not going to pull your leg and sit up here and tell you that two or three guys are going to make a big change. I don't know. What I'm saying to you is that we're going to make whatever changes are necessary to get this thing turned around as quickly as possible, and nothing is off the table.
Are you still getting full support from McLaren?
John is our field manager. Quite frankly, as I sit up here, I'm really not in the mood to sing the praises of anybody in our clubhouse, whether it's the manager, the coaches, or the players. It's a very fluid and difficult situation that we find ourselves in. But I expect John and his coaches and these players to get going and to do what is necessary to turn this thing around as quickly as possible. And if that doesn't happen, we will make further changes.
A lot of these players have been paid a lot and they're underachieving. Do you share some responsibility in that for approving those contracts and trades?
In my job, I am ultimately responsible for everything that happens at the Mariners. And I'm aware of that, and I take that responsibility very seriously. As we know, when we're out there signing free agents, we're competing with 29 other teams. With a lot of money that's sloshing around in Major League Baseball. So these decisions are not made either carelessly or without a great deal of thought. Every one of the decisions that, the key decisions that Bill has brought to Chuck and to me, have been argued about, analyzed, reviewed back and forth. And yet, at the end of the day, it has not worked.
Can both of you talk about what it's been like for you personally to come out here night after night and watch what's transpired this season? Are you mad or frustrated?
Well, as I said, I'm frustrated by the continued losing. I'm exasperated because everything that we have tried to do has not worked. It's just been a very difficult situation for me and for Chuck, and quite frankly, for everyone in the Mariners family, from the top employee to the all the way down, and to our entire ownership group. A very, very frustrating experience. All of us want to succeed in this. We feel very passionately about this organization. We recognize how important the Mariners are to this community. So we have a lot of feelings, but now it's time to move on.
Yes, I second all that, and from my own standpoint, it's been reported about my conversation with our coaches that I said was between me and the coaches. And what it was, in essence, was when I was in the Navy, I served on a ship named the Bonhomme Richard. Not the original one. The original Bonhomme Richard was the first ship in the U.S. Navy given to us by the French. Bonhomme Richard's first captain was John Paul Jones, the famous sea battle against the Serapis. British captain asked John Paul Jones whether he was ready to strike his colors. He said, I have not yet begun the fight, and that's what I told our coaches and our manager, and that's what I want to tell our team and tell our fans. We have not yet begun the fight. We're determined to turn this thing around. We're passionate about it. We will not rest easy until we're back in the winning column and we're back in the playoffs.
Just nothing is off limits. Could your center fielder or catcher be involved in a future deal?
Nothing is off limits.
Chuck, you were quoted in a radio interview on 950 KKR AM on the 8th of May when asked of your assessment of Phil DeVasey. Quote, "I think he's done an outstanding job," end quote. What part of your assessment and the team's assessment has changed, obviously, to what we're at today?
Our continued poor play, our continued decline in the standings, our one-loss record, all of those things. And the 8th of May, we're just a month into the season, and many times teams have gotten off to a poor start, and they've been able to pull themselves out of the doldrums and turn it around. And but now that that has not occurred, as we said, there comes a time that Star Wars has been patient. Some have said we've been too patient. And we just concluded over the weekend it's time to make a change.
Chuck, could you describe the difficulties of trying to assert the GM besides with the season and perhaps what your ideal candidate you're looking for?
Well, I'm going to consult with Howard, our ownership, our board of directors, I've been in this game over 23 years. I have a lot of contacts. I'm going to talk to everyone from the commissioner on down and with other clubs, assemble a list of names, review those names with Howard and our board of directors, and also, at the same time, Howard and I will be evaluating the performance of Lee, and we'll come to our conclusion when we made our decision by, and we'll certainly announce it. But it will be difficult, on the one hand, to interview people. On the other hand, I think it's helpful to have this much time because then we won't have a rush to judgment. We'll have a chance to vet the potential candidates and see who we think might be the best fit for us to lead this board.
You've been in baseball a long time. Do you have a mental list already of guys that you'd like to call right away?
Yes.
How are you satisfied with the job that Chuck is doing?
Yes, I am.
And let me add to that. I'm not oblivious to the law. Judge is fine. I'm not oblivious to what I've seen, and I'm certainly not oblivious to the emails that I've received. Let me make it very clear to all of you that, for me, my entire focus is on getting this thing turned around as quickly as possible. This is not a job that I take lightly. It is something that I believe in very strongly. I feel the Mariners are such a critical part of the community, and they do so many good things for our community, and I know our fans deserve to see this thing get turned around. And I know that they're as disappointed as I am to see what has happened in those first several months. I serve the pleasure of a 70-person board of directors of the Mariners. I also am the representative of Nintendo, the majority owner of the Mariners, and I serve at the pleasure of Nintendo as well. I have certainly let both our ownership group and Nintendo know that I bear ultimate responsibility for everything that happens on my watch. And I think they understand that, and I think they appreciate that.
Mr. Lincoln, one thing the organization hasn't done is maybe look at things the way the A's, about the Red Sox, more of access on specifics. You talked about being open to everything. That would be a philosophical change in how the organization goes about looking at things. Is that also something you guys are going to investigate?
I don't know that it would be a philosophical change. I think there are a lot of myths out there as to what our views are on players and whatnot. Let me just say that we are open to anything, and that we will leave no stone unturned to come up with the best solution.
Jeff, regarding the search, is there any scenario by which you might receive permission for Dr. Cohen to for another team in season?
Sure, there might be. Larry, I just said, we just made this decision, as Howard said. It was made over the weekend. We just talked to Bill today. I just talked to Lee today, so I haven't started. But what I don't want to do is have you guys say, how are you coming today? How are you coming this week? Or when do you think you're going to have something? I want to be realistic about this and put it out. It could well be, say, the end of October before we're able to really talk to the people that we want to and have had a chance to vet all the potential candidates. But as Howard said, we want to leave no stone unturned. And we want to have a comprehensive search and come up with who we think might be the best person to be our permanent GM. And if we decide to sleep Palacutas, it won't be because we haven't turned over every stone in our search.
Who all will be involved with this, Chuck?
Well, I'm going to lead it, but I'm not going to just go through who all. I mean, I'm going to be consulting with Howard, obviously, on a daily basis. And but we're inside the organization, it's pretty much going to be me consulting with Howard.
So in the vetting process, how much of it will entail their philosophy in terms of if this team is only two or three players away, or if they have to, say, blow up the entire roster and start over, how much of that will play into it?
Well, we're going to hear what every candidate that we end up interviewing, I'm going to ask them to come in with what they're thinking and their plan. I'm going to ask them to research the Mariner organization. And it's always good to get an outside perspective. Sometimes you get tunnel vision or you get too myopic when we just talk to ourselves. So I think it's good to get outside, objective, third-party opinions on what others knowledgeable in baseball perceive the Mariners doing right, what we're doing wrong. There are a lot of smart people out there that I look forward to talking with. I certainly don't have all the answers right now. I'm trying to formulate what the correct questions are, and I'll be coordinating with Howard and then Lee and so forth as we move forward.
Just curious about this personally, since you've both been in baseball for so long, and you're both obviously fans as well. Is it frustrating that a team like Tampa Bay with almost no payroll has a 40-win season, and your team with a pretty good payroll does? And why is that? And I guess if you knew the answer, you'd probably be the GM yourself.
If I knew the answer, I wouldn't be here today. Well, so I like to answer a little bit differently. Tampa Bay has worked diligently over the years to accumulate an incredible stable of good young prospects by their poor finishes over the years, and not signing free agents. They've had a plethora of early draft picks, so they've been able to have the patience to develop those, work them through their system, and it's just a question of when that's going to hit. We've had two miracle years here, 1995 and 2001. In 2001, I think we were 13-18-1 in spring training, and Lou Piniella, Pat Gillick, and I went to our ownership and said we might be in for a long summer, but we went in and we set a major league record by winning 116 games. So because we play every day, momentum is so important in baseball. Success in winning is contagious, and at this level, it's a fine line between hoping to win, expecting to win. You have to keep working at it every day. You need to prepare every day. From 2000 through 2003, the Seattle Mariners had the best record during that four-year period of any team in baseball. Better than the Yankees, better than the Red Sox, better than the Dodgers, better than the Cardinals, better than anybody. And so we know we can get back there. We think playing in Seattle, playing with this ownership is special. And as we said, Howard and I and our ownership, we have a commitment to our fans, to our regions, and we're determined to get back to the successful vein that we're in from 1995 to 2003.
Does that suggest that more effort would be put into rebuilding or continuing to build a farm system and less effort into expensive free agents who may not produce?
Well, we're going to see how close we are. We're going to determine how close we are. We've always wanted to rebuild our farm system. I think in the 5 years that Bill has been here and the people that he has brought in our scouting and player development, that we have developed more top prospects. You'll see some of our younger guys already playing at the big leagues. If they were somewhere else, maybe they would not have developed as quickly. So, I like our position. And obviously, if we continue like this till the end of the year, we're going to have one of the top draft picks next year. And in any draft, we're going to have one of the top draft picks. So I think Bob Fontaine and his crews have done a good job of trying to restock and looking at what our needs are. Now, if we start making some wholesale changes in the lineup at the major league level, then we'll look for different players in the draft.
Howard, it seems every time something happens to the Yankees, here we don't hear anything from the owner. If you could, how disappointed would he be with the owner?
I think he's as disappointed as all of our owners are, as I am, as Chuck is. We don't follow the Steinbrenner model in this franchise. We're not going to be out there trashing our players, making comments, derogatory comments about them with the idea that somehow that will motivate them or placate our fans. We treat all of our players, in fact, everyone in our front office with dignity and respect. I think it's important that that I say that. With respect to Mr. Giannacci, obviously he is extremely disappointed.
Howard, you sort of issued a challenge to the players to take it up, and with what you said about them being off the table, do you feel or do you want them to feel that there are guys in there who are playing for their jobs and for the future of the Mariners and the community?
Yes.
How much input did the board of directors and ownership have over the decisions that you announced today?
Well, we consulted with our, really with everyone in our ownership group. And I always receive their input, their suggestions, their advice, and their counsel. And this is an ongoing thing. It really doesn't have anything to do with this particular decision. We have monthly ownership meetings in which all of our owners are invited, and they're certainly able to express their views. And I can certainly get that from them on a one-on-one basis. But this decision was already my decision with Chuck and Curtis.
Howard, some fans out there feel at times there's a lack of a sense of urgency in pursuing a world championship as long as the bottom line is healthy with the organization. For example, the two worst teams in baseball squared off this weekend and there was outstanding attendance throughout. What is your reaction to some of those claims from some of the fans?
Well, I know there's been a lot of that. And let me just say this. If this ownership group is focused on the bottom line, we would not have one of the highest major league player payrolls in all of baseball. If this ownership group was focused on the bottom line, we would certainly have reduced that major league player payroll. And we would have taken other actions that would be consistent with looking at the bottom line. For example, in the last few years, the Mariners, as you know, have made money. All of that money, all of those profits have been poured back into the franchise. Since 1992, with the formation of this ownership group, not one single owner has received one single dime of distributions from the partnership. In other words, all of the profits that we have made have been poured back into the franchise. If we were focused on the bottom line, that would not be the case. What we are focused on, it's part of the commitment that we made when we formed this ownership group. We formed it to save Major League Baseball for Seattle, but we also formed it with a long-term view, and that was we wanted to bring the joy of playoff baseball to our fans. That's always been our number one objective. It's been much more difficult to get there than I think any of us anticipated. We've had some great years, but we've had some bad years as well. But that remains the focus. The ownership group is not interested in profitability. They're not interested in maximizing profits. And anything that you hear contrary is just complete nonsense. We are doing the kind of things that we think give us the best chance of getting ourselves to the playoffs. And clearly, we've got some work to do.
Do either one of you feel the players have been accountable enough for the struggles this evening?
I don't think the players have performed up to the expectations that we had for them. In fact, I don't think that, with perhaps a few exceptions, they have even performed up to their historical averages. So they certainly have disappointed us, and they have clearly disappointed our fans.
Anything else to add, Chuck? Here?
Maybe Howard, lastly, Chuck mentioned you've yet begun to fight. Just your message to those fans that maybe left here embarrassed over the weekend.
I didn't understand.
Just your message to the fans today that left here embarrassed.
You know, we've got some of the world's best fans, and we appreciate their support and their patience, and I appreciate their emails. I know how frustrating this is. I know what happened this weekend. And I feel very badly for them. All of us in the organization do. This is our life. This is what we do. This is our passion. And so to see fans disappointed is really disheartening to all of us. But we do appreciate your support, and we are bound and determined to get this through to everyone.
Would we be here today if you won a couple of years?
Yes.
right, thank you very much. Mr. Armstrong, I'm going to be on this side of the podium. So let's get a website and just